If you were to ask me that same question a year ago, I would answer it truthfully, and I would say it's scary. It's a lot of resentment towards people that want you to succeed. And when you're not getting compensated for your endless efforts and doing what you do best, it's a nerve-wracking feeling because it's your family you're fighting for. And the answer I'm going to give you this year is that I've educated myself and that I understand the business side of it all. And it's given me a complete new mindset of understanding the business and how to react to it. I understand the cap is going up and where it will be in years. I understand my comparables and how I can't ruin the goalie market for other guys that are going to be in my shoes down the line.
It's Jeremy Swayman.
Well, well, well.
Let me tell you, that noise that you hear is the sound of the Bruins dropping a big, giant poop in their pants.
Yeah, they were not prepared for this.
When you hear a player saying, I understand the cap is going up, they're like,
yeah. No, you don't.
They figured that out?
The business side?
Yeah.
So straight up leaning into that and being like, I've educated myself.
Yeah, you know
what? I'm setting the goalie market. No, that was like Mookie Betts talk.
Yeah, correct.
Like, I'm setting the bar.
You want uneducated players who are like, just pay me whatever you can right now. That's what you want. The Bruins are in trouble. And you already knew that if you've been listening to Jones and Keefe this week here on WEEI, hashtag Scoops Keefe, setting the dialogue, as it were, on Jeremy Swayman asking for $10 million. I'll tell you, and great work. This is Mark Lewis, the Shut Up Mark podcast. He's done a few of these. He had Matthew Jude on his show.
He's got two guys during contract disputes.
Yeah, how'd he work that out?
I don't know. But great job by him and
Judon.
Now, hopefully this doesn't play out the same way Judon did, where a couple days later after that interview, he gets traded out of here.
Let me ask you personally, what are you rooting for? Swayman to be on the Bruins, or are you personally rooting that he gets $10 million somewhere?
I want him to be on the Bruins for $10 million.
Well, no, I'm saying it's either or. He's on the Bruins for less money, I'm sorry, or he's elsewhere for $10
million. No, get your money. I root for the money.
Well, and your report, scoop. I'd be rooting.
But didn't
for the scoop.
He like without straight up saying I am asking for $10 million? Didn't he confirm the scoop?
Does he sound like a guy who's taking a discount?
Business, thinking of my family, the goalie market, the cap has gone up.
I know my comparables.
You know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Scoops is wrong. Maybe he asked for 12.
I can't ruin the goalie market.
He's not going to ruin the goalie. That guy didn't ask for $8 million.
Nope.
There's no way. You can't listen to that and tell me he asked for $8 million. So if your name is Colby Cohen and you called me out for the $10 million thing, how do you answer that?
Yeah.
That's Jeremy Swayman's own voice. Mm-hmm. That's him straight up saying how he's educated himself on the business, goalie market, cap going up. So if the highest paid goaltender is 10.5 right now, second highest is 10 on an average annual value, and the cap is going up,
10.
What do you think he would be asking for? I'm like minimum 10.
You might be low.
I might be low.
Yeah.
From what I was led to believe. I got to go back. I got to circle back on this. But
yeah, you might have to say, is the number going up?
No, I mean, short of him straight up saying, I am with Scoops Keefe, that is as much of a confirmation as you're going to get.
I mean, I can't imagine getting more of one. And so,
great job by Shut Up Mark.
Tremendous job. It's the Shut Up Mark podcast. Yeah. Mark Lewis is cool. On Twitter, Judon Swayman.
I was going to say, who else is in a contract dispute that will go on that show?
Who's next?
I don't know.
Who is next? Who's the next angry player who wants to get paid in the city?
Well, the Celtics paid all their guys,
yeah,
so it won't
be
a Celtics.
Wick.
What Red Sox?
Wick will go out of electricity. Spill all the beans.
Who? Yeah, Casas.
Casas, good one. That's a great one.
He already turned down extension talk, so yeah. It would be Tristan Casas. So look for him to be on that show coming up.
Inside baseball, but you know Tristan Casas was supposed to produce for a day the old afternoon program here
what
on WEEI. He was supposed to come in with Bradfo one day.
You guys didn't pay him enough money.
He said he wanted to come in and push buttons.
Oh, that's an insult to Nick and Billy. They do a lot more than that.
That's what I said to
push buttons.
The great Ryan Garvin. I said, really a slap in your face. They think you can just come in, push some buttons, and do your job.
That's all it is. That's all they're doing back there.
It's like the texter to you with your parenting advice earlier today.
Yeah, no, I did open the door to that because if you missed the beginning of the show, somehow one of my two daughters doesn't sleep like at all. And then I did ask for suggestions. So that is kind of on my part.
You open yourself up to that.
But I appreciate the different ones like, hey, maybe try like melatonin, which like whatever. And then like maybe try this or whatever. But then the ones being like, hey, give your kids some exercise. Like, shut up.
Yeah,
like, I'm just plopping the kid down and ignoring her all day. Like, we do plenty of stuff. She should be exhausted. But anyway, I'm exhausted. That's that.
So yeah, that's a great one. That's the next guest for that podcast, which apparently is making a lot of news. Yep. Let me add this, and this is another person. I think acknowledging your report now, Keith. You ever check out at Bruins Cap Space on Twitter?
Not regularly.
That's where I go when I want to check. Yeah. And you'll see this very on the nose. The Bruins Cap Space.
Bruins Cap Space.
That's where I'll go. And
is that an official account run by the Bruins?
It's a good question. I'm not sure who runs that.
Just like a fan.
Some of these counts.
Just a guy who's into it.
But he could be somebody connected to the league, formerly to the league. Could be or gal.
Could be Colby Cohen.
Could be
a burner.
Double dipping Colby Cohen. They tweeted out yesterday, Swayman cannot get over that arbitration hearing, which
I agree with that.
He doesn't stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Bruins did him a favor, only electing for 1 year instead of two. So he's saying they could have put the screws to him even more. He also says, I think a holdout is coming, but we'll see.
Which you don't see a lot in hockey.
Well, and if a holdout happens, Keith, score one for hashtag Scoops Keith, because a holdout isn't happening over peanuts. A holdout is happening over a player who wants something like $10 million a year.
Listen, Jeremy, I didn't need the confirmation because Scoops Keefe has a track record that is flawless. However, you coming out the next day and saying this, I do appreciate it. That's
good timing.
Nice.
Good timing.
The people that called me out for it or are like, oh, I don't know about this report. Like, what's your move now? What do you say now?
Yeah.
Like, oh, Swayman doesn't know what he's talking about.
You
got
to do exactly what you said. The report is wrong because he wants 12. No, he wants
12.
Up the number.
Yeah, maybe.
In fact, hashtag Scoops Jones is now reporting. My DMs are, I still got to figure out how to open them. But I'm now reporting it's 12.
They're in there.
But the Bruins are in trouble. A guy who is referencing the cap space or the salary
business.
Cap going
straight
up.
Straight up the business.
The business of hockey, resetting the goalie market. I know my comparables. You never want to hear that. I know my comparables.
He's ready. This arbitration thing is what did it. Like, that is the villain origin story for Jeremy Swayman.
He was
a mild-mannered dude from Maine or from Alaska, played at Maine, happy-go-lucky, hugging the other goalie.
Yeah.
Then he's like, hey, I want like a little bit more money because I'm the starter. And they're like, you're not good enough. You take this amount instead. The guy can't stop thinking about it. So now you've turned him into a player that went back and did all kinds of research on like the salary cap, the overall business. And it's funny, the two guys were talking about Swayman and Judon. Judon straight up said, I don't like the business of it. I like football.
Judon's like, I drafted my own contract on
the notes app. No, meanwhile, Swayman is
a composition book, and I hand it to him. Swayman's like, no, I was a business major or whatever at the University of Maine. I'm still doing it. I'm well-versed in it. Instead of, like, writing it up in, crayon on a piece of paper.
He means business.
Yeah, no, he really does. He does. And, Judon got his way, too, by the way, but very different. And Judon didn't get his contract. Judon just got away from the Patriots. Yep. So we'll see. Let's go to Bob in Londonderry. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey guys, enjoy the new show.
Thank you.
I got a question in regards to the goaltending. For example, I don't know the goalie who's on the Stanley Cup winning team, but let's just say whoever he is, just say he was getting $5 or $6 million.
Well, it was Sergei Bobrovsky.
He won a Stanley Cup.
It was 10. Bobrovsky's at 10.
Has failed miserably. Not blaming him, but you're never winning a Stanley Cup with this guy. He does not have that talent.
Wait, what?
And remember, 15 years ago,
hold on a second.
Look what we did to Tukaras. We made him the highest goalie. That was another failure. So my only point is I'm curious of what the winning goalie made compared to this guy.
Bob, if you were listening, it was 10. It was 10. It's what Swayman's asking for. We actually talked about this on Monday. I said he outplayed Bobrovsky in that series. Now, Bobrovsky won the Cup, and Bobrovsky's won a Vezina before, and Bobrovsky has a longer track record. But head-to-head, Swayman outplayed him last year.
He was also getting benched in the Stanley Cup final because he was getting up 7 goals a game.
Yeah.
But that's also, to me, that's the first time I've ever heard anybody say you're not winning with Swayman. By the end of Tuukka's run, more and more people were saying that, and there was obviously more evidence towards it. And whether you were team Tuukka or not, he was just in the league and he had a lot of cracks at it. Swayman's had, what, 2 playoff series?
Well, and
you can't win with him? Like, that's crazy to me.
So even if it's not just about Swayman, can you win with a highly paid goalie? Well, Florida just did. Tampa's done it. Multiple times. Am I missing another highly paid? Vasilevsky
is funny.
9.5?
Vasilevsky's 9.5. It's almost similar to the rookie quarterback conversation where you can find an example to fit your argument. So if you're like, don't pay goalies, you can go find a couple cheap goalies. Then it's the highly paid, you can win with a highly paid goalie. Sure can. Like, there's examples of all of it, right? There are guys that are elite goalies that have won. There's also guys that are kind of middle-of-the-road goalies that got hot that year and maybe had a wagon of a team, like scored a ton of goals.
Yeah.
Like, so there's examples of all of it. I prefer to have Jeremy Swayman on the team, especially after you got rid of Ullmark.
Here's my stance. If a player is good, you can pay him. If they're actually very good and one of the best at their position, you can pay him. Mm-hmm. Now, if they have a long history of choking, maybe I'll make an exception. But in the meantime, if it's a goalie, if it's a quarterback, if it's a defenseman, if it's a center, if it's a wing, if they're really good, I'll pay them. Jonathan's in Randolph. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. What I find genuinely amusing is how the Bruins have basically taught a master class the last few years of how to alienate a top prospect with all the screwing around they did in the playoffs when Tuukka was still here, then the goalie platoon and all that crap. So it's like this is kind of coming home to roost, honestly, that they screwed this up that bad to alienate the player both through the what they did on the ice and also through arbitration, that it's like they really should be blaming themselves for a lot of this.
So this is a good point.
It is.
We're talking strictly about arbitration, or we have been anyway, but this is a good point. They, you know...
when they brought back Tuukka, it was like, what are they doing?
They yanked him around. They didn't give him the start in either of the last two postseasons prior to the latest one.
Right.
So he was backing up Ullmark. He had to come in and try to bail out Ullmark both times.
Yeah.
Last year, he started game one. Ullmark got game two. They weren't even fully committed to him last year.
2 years ago, they played an injured Ullmark over Swayman.
Right.
Remember, Kim's like hurt. You're like, well, why didn't you go to the other guy who's also really good?
And Tuukka prior to that. So, like... Yeah. That's a good point. He's not just pissed at the organization about the salary. He's pissed at how they wouldn't commit to him. They haven't given him the net until now. And now the second they give it to him, they're like, oh, by the way, take a discount. He's like, screw
no.
you.
Why on earth would I do that now?
I know the business. Yeah. And as Keith told you on Monday, I want $10 million a year.
Plus,
figure that out, Bruins.
I think they also had just easier contract negotiations with all the other guys that they wanted and all the guys that they were willing to spend, even call it $7 million a year. $7 million and up, all those guys were like, sure. They all probably could have squeezed out an extra million, but they all loved playing in Boston. They all didn't want to go anywhere. They had a good core together. You know, Bergeron, even Krejci, Chara signed all those deals at the end before he finally left. Pastrnak and McAvoy, I think, could have gotten more money. They also, or at least their agents, know the cap is going up, and they're in the primes of their career. But they all signed relatively, I would say, team-friendly deals, and now you got a guy who doesn't want to do it, and it's like, oh, no. Like, now what do? We don't have a goalie.
Not great.
It is not.
Not great for the Bruins.